Hello and welcome to the Dad Up Radio Show. This is a father-friendly, father-focused space to empower fathers and father figures to strengthen the connection between their children and themselves. I am your host, Seamus Gordon. Let's dad up.
Good morning, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Today is Friday, another wonderful day. Our normal host, Pastor Seamus Gordon, is on location in Riviera Beach today at Washington Elementary. He is at a program called Bring Your Dad to School Today. So this is your co-host, Charles Jones, sitting in the big chair today. And as always, I say, best day ever. We're going to have an interview with a really, really good friend of mine. I have Tony in Texas. And this morning, we will have my friend Donald from Delaware, a powerful brother of God. And we've been privileged to each help each other through some turbulent times in our lives recently. So we're going to bring Donald on right about now. Donald, can you hear us? Are you there? How are you doing this morning, brother?
Hey, I'm blessed, brother, and we're allowed to see another beautiful day that the Lord has made.
Awesome.
Let us be glad and rejoice.
Awesome, brother. And, you know, we always ask each other this. What's the weather like in Delaware right now?
It's a sunny 49 degrees this morning.
All right.
Coldest morning so far.
All right, so Dad Up Nation, you may want to get some jackets on because it's a little cold. Going to be a little cold over the air right now, but you know, right now we're about 79 degrees. So,
still,
praise God. Donna, won't you go ahead and introduce yourself a little bit before we go into your story?
Okay. Well, my name is Donald Ben. I'm from Newcastle, Delaware. I've been knowing Charles since the 90s. We used to work together, and it's a funny thing. The first time I saw him, we were working at Howard Young Correctional Facility in Wilmington, Delaware.
Yeah.
And this big guy comes in the door, and I'm telling you, it's like it almost got dark because he covered the lights up, and I looked at him, and I was like, "Man, brother, you are tall. Do you play basketball?" And he looked at me. He said, "Yeah, I play basketball." But from that point on, we began a friendship. And little did I know that it would blossom until the friendship that we have today.
Amen.
Like he said, we've helped each other through some good times and some bad times. Charles is the definition of a friend. I don't know if you guys know about a friend that you don't have to talk to every day, but you're still friends.
Amen.
And, you know, from the time you stop talking until the time you pick it up again, it's like you never lost a beat. So that's the kind of friend that Charles has been to me.
Amen, brother. You're getting me red-faced over here, so kind of cool off on all the accolades there, you know. But one of the real reasons that we really clicked when I was younger, and, you know, I've been this size most of my life, but it seems like when I would meet some men, they would always try to take me down a couple pegs to make themselves feel better, and that used to rub me the wrong way. So needless to say, those type of brothers I didn't really become close with. But I didn't get that with Brother Donald here. He came in a genuine way, and we just clicked from the beginning. Yeah, we met each other in October of 1994, so it's been 31 years, and I tell you, he's really been a great brother to us. Now, if I were to give a subject to today's radio show, it would be called "Am I My Brother's Keeper?" And sometimes when I've asked that on our men's prayer, the men kind of hesitate. But I can say, in this case, between me and Donald, yes, we are our brother's keeper, because we have been privileged, we have been blessed to know each other through some turbulent times. So, Donald, I know recently, within the last 5.5, 6 years, you've gone through something. I think it would help some men out there that may be going through the same thing if you were to share a little bit of your story, if you would.
Sure, no problem. I know that you guys have heard of being falsely accused.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you read about it in biblical times. You hear about it in our times. And being falsely accused is not a pretty thing. It happened to be by my ex-wife. I was accused of domestic abuse. I was charged. I also had a protection of abuse order against me. And with all that said, I was ordered to leave my home of 18 years before I even met my wife, and we got married. So that was a trying time in my life. And this happened in January of 2020. And, you know, needless to say, the mental part of it, I believe, was the most that I've ever dealt with in my life.
Yeah.
And so, you know, in Delaware, they have a law that when you are charged with protection of abuse order, you have to have a hearing within 7 days. So I had my hearing. I won that. Okay. And that wasn't easy.
Yeah,
but the judge would still not let me back in my house because of the domestic violence charge that I also had. And about a month later, COVID hits.
Mm.
And I'm quite sure everybody knows it shut the court system down here as well as it did in Florida. So that was a trying time as well, because everybody in America's case got put on hold.
Yes.
So, you know, make a long story short, COVID kind of pushed my hearing about a year off. So I was out of my home total of 17 months. I was homeless.
Mm.
Yeah, I stayed with my daughter. I have two daughters. I stayed with each one of them for a little bit. And, you know, I didn't really want to disrupt their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you know, it kind of, with the kids, they both have kids, and it kind of got a little taxing. And I could see it on the kids' face, you know. So I went to my pastor, and I asked him, could I stay at our church parsonage, which is a home that we have. So I spent about 9 months there. So between my daughters and the parsonage, it was about 17 months.
All right.
So, you know, when you're faced with someone telling you that you have to leave your home when you pay every bill, your name is on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I said, mentally, it was a very trying thing.
Amen.
Mind you, during this whole time, the perception, because me and my wife went to the same church.
Yes.
The perception that I got from some of the ladies, you know, you're talking domestic abuse, right?
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't pretty, you know, and a lot of the men, too.
It was an aspect of...
I probably could count on about a handful of individuals that showed me what God would say how to treat a person going through. And funny thing about it, I didn't even really think of my friend Charles until a few months later.
Yes, I was.
I can't remember. Did I call you or did you call me, Charles?
I called you.
It
was in May of 2020. And, you know, like sometimes we'll go several months without talking.
I mean, I know he could tell something was wrong because I know I hadn't heard from him and he hadn't heard from me. And I basically told him what was going on. And, boy, I got the biggest chewing out.
Yes, I did because.
But it was in a way that fits his personality. And if you know Charles, he's a gentle giant. And he did everything the way God would have us to do things. And he said, look, man, you know what I mean? Look, we have a men's prayer line. And, yeah, he invited me to come on. He gave me the contact information. And he said, look, when you come on, if you come on, if you choose to, you don't even have to say anything. Just listen. And I think for the first couple of meetings, I listened.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt comfortable with Port Salerno's men. Mm-hmm. And then I finally spoke up. And it was one of the best things that I ever did. The brother showed me love. Matter of fact, I got more love in Florida than I got here in Delaware.
Wow.
And they just, I opened up, just like how Moses parted the Red Sea. I opened up, and I shared my story. And it took 17 months, but I won everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? God restored me. You know, when you're faced with domestic abuse, you in Delaware, you have to go on a register, you know what I mean, for domestic abuse. And then the public reception, you know, I sometimes think is worse than that.
Oh, yeah.
But God restored me. He restored everything that I lost. And then, and this has been a little more than 5 years. January 2026 will be 6 years. So God has restored me, and he's still restoring some of the things that I've lost. I lost a lot.
Yeah.
You know, my home was in shambles when I got back in it. All my clothes were gone when I got back in it. Now, you're talking 30 years. I've been in my house 30 years at the time. And you're talking everything that I had, it was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
But God showed me that possessions are just what they are. You can still survive as long as you have him and you have his love and his leadership and his guidance. He's going to get you through anything. So my message to men is that no matter what you're going through, because I know that there is some man, and I'm speaking from a manly perspective because that's the one I know, has gone through what I've gone through or is going through what I had gone through. And, you know, you need encouragement because these are trying times and the enemy is weighing heavy on all of us men. But stick close to God. His unchanging hands will never fail you. And you want to be around godly men or godly people. I was around people that was, man, I wouldn't have paid the bills. I paid all the bills in my house while I was out for 17 months. She was in here. Didn't have to worry about anything. Mortgage, electric, phone, cable, you know, everything. So, and they were saying to me, like, why? Honestly, I didn't know why, but God was just leading me to do what I should do. Because at the end of the day, I knew I was coming back.
Right.
And when I came back, everything was just like it was when I left financially.
All right.
Everything was on. I mean, nothing was behind, you know. And when you're going through, some of these are the things that you can't see down the road.
Right.
You're only seeing what today brings. And I'm just thankful that I stuck close to God. And it wasn't easy because, like I said, there were a lot of distractions on my path.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
There were some times where you really got discouraged.
Yeah.
I remember one particular one where you were coming down towards the end, and the other side was offering you a plea deal for you to plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And you were considering taking that plea deal, weren't you?
Yes. And, you know, when you go through something for so long, you just want it to be over.
Yes.
And my lawyer told me if they had a case, they wouldn't offer you a plea deal like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? If they really had it, they would just go right on with it. And I was just so tired.
Yeah.
Of not being home. I was just tired of everything that was going on. And I almost gave in.
Yeah.
But I had to pray, and I called my brother Charles, and he basically told me, he said, man, look, did you do it? I said, no, I didn't do it. He said, well, look, man, fight. Don't give in.
Yeah.
Do not give in. Stick with God. He will be with you. He will guide and direct you through it. And I stuck with it, and I'm glad I did. And like I said, I won everything. But it was trying, and my story is unique in the way that it happened because I ran. My story was the gauntlet. That's what I call it.
Yeah.
Everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And God brought me through everything.
Yeah.
And that's why I love him even more today. And I also love the fact that he, you know, was there for me in that midnight hour.
Amen.
Because your mind is wondering. Your
yes.
mind is just thinking 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep, you know, and then the enemy is just trying to put all kind of crazy thoughts into your mind. You know, it's something. But it's also something that you can get through. And I always say, but God.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Know? So.
Amen. Hey, you know, I'm so humbled and privileged that I was able to be there for you. God put me in a place where I was able to be there for you because it just came full circle because, you know, several years before that, you helped me through some turbulent times and you encouraged me. And I remember it was a Saturday when we talked and you had to make a decision by Monday and you were ready to just give up. And I'm not singing my own praises right here, but brother, I had to remind you who you were. You were God's child, and that the Bible said that I would never leave you nor forsake you. And I've said this in Sunday school a few times. When you're going through something and when you're praying for something, how long should you hold on? And I always said, just a little bit longer. Because sometimes your answer is right around the corner just
yeah.
as you give up. So just hold on a little bit longer. Now, I appreciate you for coming on, but let me take a break here.
But I want to just say this one thing, last thing.
Okay.
I appreciate you too, brother, and for just letting God use you the way he used you
yeah.
in my life.
Yeah.
You are truly a blessing and an angel in my life because you wanted the driving factors to help me get through this. So I want to publicly thank you, sir.
Well, I appreciate that. To God be the glory. Just hold on. I got to do a little housekeeping here. You're listening to the Dad Up Radio Show, and we're ending our second month here, and it's been great. It's been really great. And We love to hear your feedback. We love to hear from our Dad Up Nation. If you want to give us a call or give us a text, the number is 561-229-2379. Or you can email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. The number again is 561-229-2379. And the email address is dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. We look forward to your sponsorships and your help. And there's three ways that you can always help us. First, you can help us with your prayers, because prayers can go out any distance and they can touch anyone or any situation wherever there is. Second, we would love your help with ours. We have a foundation going called Operation Daducation, where we ask for a man to spend 1 hour, 60 minutes with a child, whether it's Zoom, whether it's Skype, whether it's over the phone, reading with that child or spending time with that child, because statistics say when a father is involved with a child, the child prospers that much more. And then we need your dollars. We have a program still going called Dad Up 1000. We're trying to get 1,000 dads and moms that will love this show and sponsor this show. Each program costs about $90 to the expenses of it. So if we can get 1,000 people to give $100 per year or $10 per month, that will help alleviate the costs of the programming and the airing. And we can keep moving forward with what it is that we have in our vision. And our vision is for men, dads, to establish, reestablish, and maintain or strengthen their relationship with their children. And the secondary one is to empower today's sons to be tomorrow's responsible dad and dad figures. Brother Donald, you know, you're my brother, man. We've had some good times, and thank God the good times outweigh the bad times, but the bad times have made us who we are and who we are in God. And I've heard it said that you won't have a testimony unless you go through some tests. So, brother, we've both been through some tests, but our testimony is great, and I believe your testimony today will be powerful to someone, because we're never alone. Sometimes when we're going through it, we think we're alone, but we're never alone. And that's the right one thing that I'm glad when I made that call, because I hadn't heard from you in about 5 or 6 months, and I'm glad God laid on my heart to make that call. And yeah, I kind of chewed you out a little bit, because you didn't call me, because we could have got the prayers going much earlier. But we know that's a trick of the enemy. The enemy wants to isolate you when you're going through something, because, you know, the Bible says that we're better in numbers. And when you're going through it, to call on the elders of the church and to have them pray for you. And
I kind of call it my pity party.
Yeah, we all go through those.
Yeah, I went through that. And you know what? When people go through things, they kind of do. Most people do.
Yes.
They go through a period where, why me? How could this happen to me? Lord, why? You know,
yes.
You get all those kind of questions. But again, you know what I found out the answer is? Why not you?
There you go.
Nobody's life is going to be squeaky clean. You know, you gotta go through something to be able to tell somebody something.
Yes, yes.
So, and I mean, if you don't, you know, it's just like a false statement.
Yes.
Because people, it's real out here. People are going through a lot, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I try not to offend or put myself in a position to be anything other than godly towards people, because you never know what that person is going through.
Amen. Amen. I just got a text message from one of our other co-hosts here, Bill. He's a great man that heard the promos for this show, and he wanted to be a part of it. Bill, we thank you. Bill just sent a text message that said, your friend Donald just was forged by fire, so he can now help and lead other men out of the same exact fire they have to walk through. Bill, we thank you for that. And that's Amen. The reason I wanted to get his story out there, because, again, when we're going through it, we think we're the only one that are going through it or have gone through it. And there are other people out there that are going through the same thing. And just by hearing your story, our story, they'll see light at the end of the tunnel. They'll see hope at the end of the tunnel. Brother, we only have a few minutes left. I want to give you the final word in a couple minutes. What's your final word?
Well, it's funny you just said, you know, about men are going through. And you know what? When in the beginning stages of this, I thought I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did. I mean, I didn't hear anything about anybody going through anything that I went through in the beginning stages or even before. I mean, yeah, you read about things, you read biblical stories, you know, you see things on TV, but I never really had anyone personally I knew that went through. But guess what? After going through, my tax man went through it. Some other friends opened up and told me that they had been through the same thing. So, you know, you never know. You never know. And I mean, some people just won't share their story. I'm totally opposite because I want to help someone.
Right.
Because you never know what you're going through or what you're capable of doing. And you got to get that out. You got to get it out and you got to give it to God.
Amen.
Because if you bottle things up, the enemy is going to let it fester and you never know what Amen. You're capable of doing until you do it. So give it to God. That's my thought, and that's my last word on that, because he is so good and he is so awesome and he can be everything that we need. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you being vulnerable to tell your story, because a lot of times you're just not able to. I just got a text message from Pastor Seamus saying, may I chime in for a minute? Pastor, we have about a minute left, so.
I know, man. I don't know if I'm coming through clearly.
Yes, you are. You are.
I'm at the Washington Elementary School here in Riviera Beach, and we have over 50 dads who are participating in this program here. And Brother Donald, thank
All right.
you.
Your yeah, we got story, 30 seconds.
Your story resonates with a lot of dads down here. So thank you, man. God bless you, Charles. Great job.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I tell you. And again, I asked the question, am I my brother's keeper? Brother Donald, the answer to that is?
Yes, I am.
All right. All right. Everyone have a blessed day. And as we always say in ending, dad up.
Dad up. Dad up.
Thanks for joining us today on the Dad Up Radio Show. We would like to hear your feedback, comments, or suggestions. Also, if you would like to support us with your prayers, hours, and dollars, you can reach us at 561-229-2379. You can call or text us at 561-229-2379 or email us at dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org. That's dadup@thefatherchildconnection.org.